There he goes into that drugstore. He's stepping on the scales.
Weight 239 pounds. Fortune, danger.
Who is it? The Fat Man.
And now here's the Fat Man in Murder Takes a Picture.
It was one of those winter nights when the air was wet and raw, and you could almost see the pneumonia germs putting out a welcome sign in the slush. But not for me, brother. I was snug and comfortable in my flat, with a good book and a bag of apples. And I was staying put for the evening. So I thought. Here we go again. Yeah?
Is this the Fat Man? That run you?
Yeah, that's me.
My name is Cagle. Irene Cagle. Could I possibly see you for a few minutes? It's very important.
What's it about?
I'd rather not explain over the phone. I want to talk to you in person. I have money enough to pay for your time, if you can spare some.
Couldn't it wait until tomorrow?
No. No, it's urgent, Mr. Runyon. Please, I'm depending on you.
So's my doctor. He's depending on me to stay home on a night like this.
Please, Mr. Runyon, please.
All right, what's the address? I'll grab a cab.
Meet me at the Sapphire Club.
You mean the Sucker's Paradise that opened just the other day?
I'll leave my name at the head waiter. He'll show you my table. How long will it take you?
15 minutes, more or less.
Oh, fine. I'll be waiting. Oh, Mr. Runyon.
Yeah?
You carry a gun, don't you?
In my business, I feel undressed when I go out without one.
I just wanted to make sure you brought it along.
The Sapphire Club was the city's latest gift to the well-heeled out-of-town. It had everything a chump could wish, including a cover charge that could keep you in debt for a month. The joint was jammed with Mink and Irma, and when the head waiter saw me with no white tie and tails, he looked as if he wouldn't come near me without rubber gloves and a pair of tweezers. He was just about to brush me off with the old request for reservation routine when a woman walked over. She was quite a number. I've seen my share of beautiful women. She was wearing one of those evening gowns that seemed to be painted on. He knew how to show it off to his best advantage. She waved the head waiter to a neutral corner, then gave me a great big smile.
It's all right, Charles. The Runyon is my guest. How do you do? I'm Irene Cagle.
How do you do?
I have a table over here where we can be alone. Will you come with me?
I'm right behind you.
Sorry I didn't meet you at a place where we could have more privacy, but frankly, I was afraid to leave the tent.
Why?
Because of my husband. Please sit down.
Fine.
Oh, first of all, let me give you a seat.
That's quite a roll.
There's $500, and there'll be more later on.
And what do I have to do to earn this letter?
Protect me.
From who? Your husband?
We've been separated for over a month. He wants to kill me, I know it. I know what he's like and what he'll do. I need someone like you, Mr. Runyon, to keep him away.
What's he so mad about, Mrs. Cagle? Sounds like a familiar tune.
I couldn't help myself. Floyd has money, and he's given me a great deal, but I wasn't in love with him when I married him. Now there's someone else.
What's his name?
Is that important?
I like to know my way around. It helps.
His name is... That girl coming over the camera. Don't laugh.
No, no, thanks.
He's going to take it. Get away from the table.
What's the big idea?
Don't go there.
I'm
Oh,
you've got to get a hold of that picture. It's so open.
Don't worry about you. He's a lot more than you think he does.
Floyd.
Now, just a minute.
That's all I want. That's all the proof I need. So, this is your boyfriend. Well, my lawyers will be happy to know about it.
You told that girl to take our picture.
And she's giving me the proof just as soon as it's developed.
I've got a little something to say about that myself, Mr. Cato. I don't happen to be photogenic. And nobody takes my picture except by request.
You can do your talking and talk.
Don't be a fool. I never saw your wife before tonight. You only look like a fatty when you use that photograph.
You'll see about that.
You've got to get the photograph. Don't you see them trying to do it? If he proves there's another man he can get a divorce, he'll cut me off without a cent.
Something tells me this job is going to be a lot more trouble than it's worth. But I'm stuck with it, so I may as well see it through.
Where are you going?
I'm going after your spouse, Mrs. Cagle, and that picture. The fat man. You don't mind if I come in, do you? They told me you developed your pictures in this room. Where's Cagle?
Who?
The guy who hired you to snap that photo. He followed you in here, didn't he?
No.
Where's the picture you just took, sweetheart?
Oh, it's lying over there. It'll be ready in a few seconds.
How much did he pay you to take it?
$10.
Yeah. Here's 20. You can hand it over to me.
I don't care one way or another.
Is this it?
Yes.
Hmm. Not bad. The lighting could be better.
Hey.
What's the matter?
Come over here and take a look at this.
Well, don't you like it?
Don't look at me or her. Look at the background in this picture.
You mean that drunk lying across the table in the booth?
He may be drunk, sweetheart, but that knife sticking out of his neck isn't going to help his hangover.
Did you get it, Mr. Runyon?
Yeah, I got it all right, but I can't figure
what's wrong?
He was lying across that table when this picture was taken. The flashbulb lit up the darkness in the corner and caught him in the background.
What are you talking about?
A corpse, Mrs. Cagle. And it's disappeared.
What?
The table's empty and it's clean. But I've still got this picture.
Let me see it. What?
You know him?
Hey, Dave. Man, I love
him. Well, things are beginning to add up. Who's the manager of this joint? Now, take it easy, Mrs. Cagle. I know it's hard.
I want to see her picture. I would have broken off with her if I knew.
Anything wrong over here?
Who are you?
They're crowded.
You might happen to own this place. Well, you're just the man I want to see.
Am I?
Here, take a look at this photograph.
Not a bad likeness.
How about that stiff in the background? Does he take a good picture, too?
Hey, wait a minute.
He's gone now, Mr. Crowder. I'd like to know what happened to him.
Let me see that.
I'll hold on to it if it's all the same to you.
I certainly can't understand it.
Neither can I. Yet. Where's your phone?
Are you calling the police?
You can bet your last reservation I am.
Well, use the phone in my office. Inside, to the right.
It's fine. Thanks. And while I'm calling headquarters, you might figure out a reason for the disappearance of that body. And it ought to be a Lulu. Come on, Mrs. Cagle. How do you feel, Mrs. Cagle?
I don't know. I want to go home.
You'd better stay here in Crowder's office with me. Just to make certain you won't be next.
Oh,
Homicide, Tom McKenzie speaking.
This is Brad Runyon.
Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Murder. Now, get this straight. I've got a picture here. A photograph that was just taken. It's just a proof of...
Just a minute, mister.
Mr. Runyon, he's got a gun.
A nice big shiny one, too.
Hello?
Hand that picture over, fat man.
I'd rather not.
Hand it over, I said, and make it snap.
Well, if you insist.
And what's going on over there? Runyon, can you hear me?
You.
Me?
You, lady, pick up those matches on the table.
Hey, what in blazes happened to this connection?
Light one. I said light it.
Hello. Hello there. Hello.
He's moving the picture.
Now tell that cop you made a big mistake. Go on, fat man. Give out.
Hello. Hello there. Hello.
And McKenzie.
Well, what happened to you? What's all this about a picture anyway? And you got proof of what?
Never mind, Mackenzie. All I've got now is smoke in my eyes.
Now, just stay put, Batman. You and the dame better relax for a while.
You're not leaving so soon.
I got a date. A heavy date.
Don't go after him. He'll kill us both.
He won't shoot inside. Not in front of 100 people.
Come on. What's your hurry?
Out of my way, Crowder.
Take it easy. What's all the excitement about?
That gorilla who just walked out.
What gorilla?
You must have seen him. He just left. He was holding a gun.
I didn't see a guy, and I didn't see a gun. What are you two doing in my office?
Wait a minute, Mrs. Cagle. Don't waste your effort. Mr. Crowder seems to be playing a dumb. I suppose you don't know anything about a picture either.
What picture? Crowder, you know you're alive. Look, Batman, I put a lot of dough into this joint. Every nickel I got, and I don't want any trouble, understand? Trouble's no good for business. The customers don't like it.
Business is liable to pick up a little, Crowder. When the cops start paying you a visit.
Only it'll be on the house. The cops have nothing on me.
No.
If you think you've got a case, go ahead and call them. Only when you start talking about pictures, you better have something to show for it.
Okay, Crowder. This round is yours.
Thanks. Well, now, if you want to go back to your table and enjoy yourself, I've got no objection.
Is your floor show as good as the one you put on back here?
Anybody who comes into my club and behaves himself is entitled to have a good time. All I want out of my customers is a paid check and a great big smile. But when you ask for trouble, I make sure you get it. See?
Here, Crowder.
What's the nickel for?
The use of your pole. And this.
As for the use of the hall.
Come on, Mrs. Cagle. Let's get out of here.
Apartment.
I'll get a hotel room for the night. You won't be safe anywhere else. And your husband thinks I'm your light of love anyway, so you've got nothing to lose.
Where are you going, Mr. Runyon?
I've got a couple of calls to make.
What about the police?
They can't help us now. We've got no body and we've got no proof.
And the photograph's gone.
But the negative isn't.
What?
There was a negative to that picture, Mrs. Cagle. Of course, Crowder may have burned it by now, but I have a hunch he did. That negative might come in handy to a man with Crowder's talent.
I'm frightened.
You ought to be. This is no marble game we're playing.
If my husband finds me,
I'll save him the trouble by looking for him.
Where will you look?
Look, I like to make life easy for myself. I always do the obvious first. You'd be surprised how often it works.
What do you mean?
I'm going to your husband's apartment, Mrs. Cagle. That's probably the last place you'd expect to find him.
Well, you've got a nerve coming to my house, Runyon.
You can tie a can to the irate husband routine.
I think you've already figured out that I watched your competition.
What do you want?
I want to know why you left the Sapphire Club in such a hurry. Without even waiting to get that photograph you wanted.
I decided to drop the whole business, that's why. I can't afford a scandal in my position.
You can't afford to go to the chair in your position either.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Packing Cagle.
I'm leaving for the weekend.
That's nice. Where to, China?
I'm not running out, if that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean. And you are running out, my friend.
Are you going to get out of here? Or must I throw you out?
That's an interesting question.
You know, you're a pretty big boy, Cagle.
But I just finished off a bigger one. Now get your hat.
What for?
We're going down to headquarters.
Headquarters? They've got nothing on me.
They might get something. If they work over you for a while. Cagle, your phone's ringing. Go on, answer it.
Hello?
Mr. Cagle?
Yeah?
This is Nick Crowder.
Crowder?
I own the Sapphire Club.
I got what he wants.
What is it, Mr. Crowder?
I'd like to see you.
Yeah?
I got the negative to a picture, what I think you might be interested in.
The negative to a picture?
Tell him to bring it out.
This is a picture you'd like to own, Mr. Cagle. Especially since I remember making a reservation for you tonight in my club.
Look, you're talking in circles. I don't know what you mean.
I'll be up in 15 minutes and make it a little clearer, okay?
Okay.
See you.
Coming up here.
Cagle, you're a lucky guy.
Am I?
You're so close to the hot seat now, you're burning a hole in your pants. But you may get a last-minute reprieve. Where does that door lead to?
The bedroom.
I leave it open when I go inside. This is going to be a three-way conversation. Only I'll be a silent partner.
Hello, Mr. Cagle. Are you Crowder?
That's right.
What do you want?
Mr. Cagle, I understand you're a very rich guy. Somebody told me you've got a copper mine in the ladder.
Now what about it?
Copper's good stuff. It pays off. I guess you can afford to buy a little picture every now and then.
What have you got?
Say it. This. It's a negative that makes very good food. Look at it in front of this level. You see the guy lying across the table in the back? Well, his name is Harry Bates. And, he was fooling around with your wife.
My wife?
He's dead, Cagle. He was killed in my club. Funny thing, though, nobody ever found the body.
Look, what does all this have to do with me?
Don't you get the connection, Mr. Cagle?
Sure. He gets the connection, Crowder. Fat man. That's quite a welt you've got on your jaw. What happened? Run into a doorknob in the dark?
Why, you...
Don't reach, Crowder.
It'll take an hour to pick the slugs out of your hide if you do.
So you run your dick in on this, Cagle. All right.
Much. I see where it gets... Hold on to that negative, Cagle.
What are you doing?
I'm calling the police.
Go on, call them.
When they hear what I got to say about Cagle's connection with that stiff...
Haven't you forgotten something, Crowder? You'll have a little explaining to do yourself, won't you?
Yeah, Lieutenant McKenzie. Homicide.
This is Runyon, McKenzie.
Oh, no, not again.
Remember that photograph I told you about before? What I've...
Cagle!
For you, the negative.
Runyon. Runyon! Runyon, where are you?
If you think you're going to use this as evidence, you're mistaken.
What is this, a gag? Runyon!
McKenzie, I've got a feeling we've run out of pictures again.
Listen to me, Runyon. How would you like a good sock in the nose?
The place is all yours, McKenzie. Drop into my apartment sometime. You can take a swing at me after I go over some unfinished business with a couple of gents.
It's not safe to play with matches, Cagle.
No? And you were a sucker to burn that picture.
Maybe.
Now, when they find the body, you dumb cluck, they'll definitely pin it onto you. There's nothing to prove that Harry Bates was murdered in the Sapphire Club, and the Crowder got rid of the body.
That's a lie. You don't know what you're talking about.
And as for you, Crowder, it's my word against yours. And with your reputation, you may only come out second there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mrs. Cagle is another witness, Crowder. And then there's your girl photographer. Maybe she's on your payroll, but
A couple of bucks won't keep her quiet when the cops rope her in on a murder rap.
Why, this guy'll fly before I will.
But when he gets to the chair, maybe you'll be sitting right on his lap.
If I have to, I'll come clean. I'm not taking a rap for anybody.
And you better get yourself out, Crowder. And you too, Cagle. Because the wash can't wait. Don't mind if I come into my own apartment, do you?
Did you find my husband?
Sure, I found him. I had a long talk with him.
And you turned him over to the police?
They'll know where to find him.
Oh, you're a great relief. I borrowed the dressing gown, Mr. Runyon. I hope you don't mind.
It looks as though you could share it with two other girls.
Oh, yes, it is a bit large. Mr. Runyon, I want to thank you for what you've done for me.
Do you?
I don't know what would have happened if you hadn't come along.
Sit down, Mrs. Cagle.
You can call me Irene. We're getting to be pretty good friends, aren't we?
I'm beginning to wonder how long that friendship will last.
What do you mean?
I've got a little story to tell you. How are you in a listening mood?
Why, of course.
I want to tell you what happened to Harry Bates, the Sapphire Club, tonight.
Oh, have they found poor Harry's body?
They will. Carter told me a couple of his boys sucked it up to the Morris Parkway and dumped it in the ditch.
How did they get him out of the club?
The customers evidently thought they were carrying out a drunk. That part was easy.
And how did my husband kill him?
Your husband didn't kill Harry Bates, Irene.
No?
No. You did.
Are you joking?
Your husband noticed the body lying at the table right after that picture was taken. He must have seen him with you before, because he recognized him and got out of there fast. Crowder got rid of the body to save his club's reputation. And to pull the little blackmail on the side.
Why? I don't see how you got me mixed up in this.
You made a reservation for two for this evening at the Sapphire Club, sweetheart. That reservation was made last night, long before you thought of calling me.
Well?
Who were you sitting with before I showed up?
Harry, of course.
Of course.
You're very clever, Mr. Runyon.
Oh, I get by.
Oh, incidentally, this dressing gown wasn't the only thing I borrowed when I got here tonight. I found this revolver in your drawer.
What else did you use? My toothbrush?
Just the way you are. And I'll finish that story for you.
Fine.
When I called you, I really wanted to hire you to protect Harry.
And when did you change your mind?
When Harry told me we were through. Now, I'd taken a million chances of that soon timing heel. I even gave my husband grounds for divorce, giving up a fortune in alimony.
And then Bates told you he was walking out.
Yeah. I went a little crazy, I guess. I grabbed a steak knife on the table. We were off in a corner, and no one even noticed.
And then I walked in, and you had to play it straight.
You're always walking in, Mr. Ringham. But the fact, you're not walking out. Goodbye.
Not very. Oh, by the way, Irene, that gun you borrowed has no bullet to it.
What?
Surprise.
Runyon, are you in there? It's Mackenzie here. Now, I suppose you give me an explanation of all this nonsense, huh?
Oh, well, who's she? Mrs. Cagle, meet Lieutenant Mackenzie. Don't let that gun worry you, Lieutenant. It's a war souvenir. The one they had in 1917. By any chance, you happen to find the body of a man named Bates near the Morris Parkway?
How'd you know about that?
Because this very effective little number was the one who stuck the knife in his throat. Now, come on, baby, own up. Papa's got all the evidence.
I only wish I had you where I had Harry Bates.
Take her away,
Brian. Don't touch me.
I'll give you the rest of the details at headquarters, Mackenzie.
Okay.
Don't touch me. I can walk by myself.
So, you're the guy who wants to sack me in the nose?
Yeah, but... Well, you broke this case.
Anyway, I forget what I was sore about now.
Good. Remind me to remember.
Not to remind you. Seems I spend my life in getting into trouble and getting out of it. But at the same time, I generally manage to get some other people in and out of trouble, too. Be seeing you again. So long.